ओम ज्ञानतिमरन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Disciples who recited it regularly. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the predecessor or predecessor Acharya, had also given a commentary on this book, which is available now from the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And Jiva Goswami has also given a commentary on the Sri Brahma Sankhita. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur recommended that we enter into this prayer as a regular daily function. And those who attend an ISKCON temple in the morning around 7 a.m. do, because the prayers have been immemorialized by Srila Prabhupada, and we sing those prayers when the curtains open to have darshan of the deities. So now we're going to sing a part of this chapter. It's chapter 5 of the 108 chapters of Brahma Samhita. The other chapters are lost in antiquity. And we'll begin with Ishvara Paramakrishna and then go to Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu. And we'll end after Sri Akanta. These neck beads are a sign of dedication to Guru Sadhu Shastra. And if you wear these three strands of tulsi around your neck after being initiated, then anywhere you walk in the world, it could be in the middle of the desert, someone will walk, step out and say, Haribo! Because neck beads are universally recognizable as the sign of a Vaishnava. And they also remind one constantly of one's vows, which all of you here today are going to make. And so keep these neck beads with you always, and they are also a means of protection from all the dangers of the material world. Samasritaye parapalava plavam mahaparam punya yusho marahe pavam budir vatsaparam param padam 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 yapi padam natesham. Srimad Bhagavatam Shubhide Goswami says that one should take shelter of Krishna because he's the only one worthy of taking shelter of. In the material world, there's danger at every step. Vipada means anywhere you step, at any second, you can flip a light switch in the bathroom and the electricity will misfire and you'll electrocute. Or you can have a little splinter in your hand and the next minute you have a red line going up your arm, and then a few minutes later you can die. Anything can happen in the material world at any time. Therefore, these beads are a representation of our shelter of Krishna, who's giving us protection. And now I'm going to recite a few invocation prayers to invoke auspiciousness before saying a few words about the initiation that we're about to undergo here today, that all of you are about to undergo. And all of us, actually, because an initiation isn't just the person making the vow, but it sends a subtle wave out into the community. Not this community, but all over the world. Since the world is so tight-knit nowadays, everyone knows everything that's going on 2 seconds after it happens. And practically in real time, they know what's happening. And when someone makes a vow that is real and that is before witnesses and with a wholehearted, well-reasoned faith, then it has an effect on everyone. So in a sense, all of us today are being reinitiated in the dedication to the greatest cause of all kinds, of all times. There are many good causes in this world, millions of good causes. Just go through the yellow pages, if there are any anymore, I don't think there are. Sorry, I'm so old. Can't help it. But there's only one great cause, and that one great cause is the journey back home, back to Godhead. And some who realize it and step into that, into the line of those who are on their way back to Godhead, feel that great surge of energy coming down through the disciplic succession, the encouragement we call prachodayat, that's coming down from Krishna himself, who's encouraging everyone in the universe. Please come, don't stay here, don't work in a little cubicle. Come and dance in the spiritual world. This is not your place. Give it up. Come back. Surrender. Sweet surrender. Om Ajnana Timiram Lasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nirvamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manodishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Tadiswa Padantikam Vande Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sarajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sakadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vidhamascha He Krishna Purnasindo Dinamakamu Jagatpate Gopesha Vikaranta Mahana Kanta Mosvate Tata Kajana Gopranghi Rahe Vrindata Nishvai Vrishavanu Sveri Pranam Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, who are so mercifully here today in their archa forms to witness this initiation ceremony and to bestow their blessings. And I offer my obeisances to all the Vaishnavas who are present here today. You are all Vaishnavas, and therefore the Shastras say you are the most glorious of all people in the world. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when asked what is a Vaishnava, said that anyone who says Hare Krishna one time, they're a Vaishnava. He had other standards as well, but he takes the most liberal standard. If you can say, everyone please say, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You're Vaishnava. And today's initiation, all the devotees that are here are taking vows and what is called Harinam initiation. So Hari is a name for Krishna. Hari means one who takes away. One who takes away all one's miseries. My miseries come from my unnecessary attachments to things in this world and desires that I'm chasing, as according to the Bhagavad Gita, life after life. An endless chase is going on, with no result. Just as much as if one chases after water in the desert, the mirage appears to be real water, but after some time, maybe running and running, I'll realize it's not real water, it's the appearance of water. So the great Saint Prahlad Maharaj said many thousands of years ago, Kutra Shisha Shutisukham Mrigatrishni Rupa. Where is that happiness that everyone's looking for in the material world? Kutra, where is it? He says, everyone hears about it. Shruti Sukham. Shruti means to hear, and Sukham means happiness. So he says, it's happiness you hear about but you never actually get it. And if you do get it, it's not enough. When you're in the desert and you're dying of thirst and you're begging for water, and someone may come to you and says, "Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, I will give you water." And they bring out an eyedropper and they give you one drop of water. In a court of law, you cannot say that that was not water. The man did give me water, but it wasn't enough to save my life. It wasn't enough to satisfy my thirst. So Kutrasisha Shuti Sukham Brigatrishnirupa, Prahlada Maharaj asked this question: where is that happiness everyone's looking for? Everyone's chasing after the wrong thing. And therefore, this Harinam initiation, we say Hari is the name for Krishna, who takes away our desires for the unreal and helps us to taste the real thing, that which we're always hankering for, the real taste. And initiation means to begin. So you have to start somewhere. And when someone begins something in earnest, when they decide and they say, "I'm going to do this," then heaven and earth move. The man who climbed the Himalaya mountain to the top, Everest, one of the first to do so, Mr. Hillary, said before he decided to climb to the top of the mountain, it seemed very difficult. But after he made a firm decision that "I'm going to go to the top of the mountain or I'm going to die trying," then all the energies that he needed came flowing into his life. And the intelligence how to do it also manifested. So initiation is very important because it's a beginning in which I decide I'm going to, without fail, go for the highest goal, initiate Harinam initiation. And it means also that I have firm faith. In Sanskrit, the word faith, or in Bengali, vishwas. So it's defined in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shada shabde vishwas kahe sudrida nishchay Krishna kohle Krishna kohle karma sarva kripta hoy. Try that again. Shada shabde vishwas kahe sudrida nishchay Krishna bhakti kohle sarva karma kripta hoy. Which means that firm faith means that I believe that if I take shelter of the name of God, I chant the name of God, then all other duties are performed perfectly. In other words, everything's in the name. So even in this world we say, what's in the name? Well, you ask somebody, "Did you get his name?" "No, I missed it." "Then he's lost. You'll never find him again." "But I got his name." Nowadays you can look him up. You do a Google search. And you can track someone down once you have their name. "I have their name." Okay, you got their name, let's find them. So the name is very powerful. And in this world, people have many names. Right? How many do you have? Yeah. More than that. More than a few. And most people have a nickname. Right? Yes. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Okay. So you don't have to tell me what it is, unless you're really brave. You can tell me your nickname. But I could tell you that if you're walking down the street in the middle of Bangkok where you don't know anybody, and suddenly someone leans out the window and says your nickname. Does anybody have a nickname here that would like to volunteer? Yes?
Bodhi. My real name is Monica.
So Monica, and her nickname is Bodhi. So say, Monica, Bodhi, you're walking down the street in Bangkok in a place you've never been before, and suddenly you hear somebody scream out the window, "Hey, Bodhi!" You're going to spin around so fast. Who knows my name? So Krishna has many names. This is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Nam nam akari bahudha nija sarva shakti." So bahudha means unlimited. It means God has unlimited names. There's so many names, and all of them have spiritual power. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then says something so profound, which is very meaningful to us in this initiation and in our practice in general, which is that it's nija, it's personal. Nam nam akari bahuda nija sarva shaktis. Not only does God's name have all of the spiritual power that God has, identical, and God is all-powerful and all-merciful, and those are two important points, but the names are personal, because there are many aspects of God, but His personal aspect is the most important and dear to us. That from which everything else emanates, His personal aspect. His compassionate and loving aspect, His personal aspect. And all of that is present in Hare Krishna, in His personal names. Not only is the name merciful, and we've already said that the name is not different from God, from Krishna. His name and He Himself are the same. I did say that, right? But now I'm going to say something contradictory. May I? Are you sure? There's a difference between God and His name. All right, Vaisheshika, stop right there. You're contradicting yourself. But Rupa Goswami says that Vacham Vachakam Ityu Deiti Bhavato Nama Swarupa Dvayam. He says, Dvayam, there's a difference between the name and the person and the name. The named and the name. There's a difference between the two. Although he says, and everybody knows, and the Shastra says there's no difference, now in his poem, Rupa Goswami comes out and says, there's a difference. Shocking. And what is the difference? He says, the name is more accommodating, more merciful than the personality of God Himself. We know from the Srimad Bhagavatam, those who are students of the Srimad Bhagavatam know about how Brahma, the creator of the universe, he's a sub-creator, he helps the Lord to create the material universe. That's a detailed subject, but I'll just refer to it in brief today. He, in Vrindavan, tried to play a trick on Krishna because he wasn't at all certain that this cowherd boy, Krishna, was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, playfully, he stole away all his calves and friends while they were having a picnic. And later, he was greatly surprised when he found out that actually, Krishna had recreated all the calves and all the boys identical to the ones that were there before. And then he showed Brahma that he was the source of all energies. Can we have a little air in here? Yeah, get cross ventilation quick. And everyone raise your hands in the air one time. And please say, go Brahma, as loud as you can.
Go!
That was about a three, so we'll try in about 10 minutes for a five. And we'll get a little air coming in here. Here's my point. Brahma, because of his offense to Krishna, stealing away his cowherd boys and calves, in his next life, he was forced to take birth in a low-born family. But it was in Krishna, in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, in Gaura Leela. And it was as Haridas Thakur, who took birth in what at the time was considered an untouchable family. But the name came to him in that lifetime, the most merciful name of Krishna. And he became the Namacharya. He took full shelter of the name and constantly chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says in his prayer that no matter what situation of life you come from, if you take shelter of the name, you'll be able to enter into the realm of bliss, into the highest conception of God. You'll be able to go back home, back to Godhead, just by taking the name. In the Vaishnava Shastras, it is said that every ceremony, every ritual that we do must be preceded by and followed by the chanting of the name. And then the Brihat Naradiya Purana, which was quoted by the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Nama, Hare Rama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalavanas, Devanas, 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 Devanyata. That in this age of Kali Yuga, spiritual life is very difficult. Therefore, there's only one process, there's only one process, there's only one process. Repeats three times, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name, chanting the holy name. So those who have, all of you who have come to this ceremony today, willingly, eagerly, with the idea of making a vow to keep this as the most important aspect of your life, the chanting of the holy name. Knowing that all energies from the Supreme Personality of God are fully present in His name, and that, as I mentioned before, Krishna is all-powerful and He's all-merciful. These two things a godbrother of mine mentioned to me once in Vrindavan a couple of years ago. It was Burijan Prabhu. We sat down for prasadam, and he tapped me on the shoulder and he said, "I'd like to tell you something that will change your life forever." I said, "Please do." He said, "I have 2 points." I said, "What are they?" He said, "Number one, Krishna is all-powerful. Number two, Krishna is all-merciful." If he was all-powerful but not all-merciful, we'd be in big trouble. And if he was all-merciful and not all-powerful, what could he do? But he's all-powerful and all-merciful, and he's fully present in his name. The process of chanting Hare Krishna. So, sometimes then people ask, what is the need for an initiation? What is the need to come to a spiritual master and accept an initiation of the holy name? In fact, even in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that the holy name doesn't wait for initiation. It's not necessary because Krishna is fully present in his name. Anybody, anywhere can begin chanting Hare Krishna and take the benefit of that. That's true. Anyone, anywhere can say Hare Krishna and the effect will be there. Initiation is not necessary to chant the holy name. But then the acharyas say that Krishna is most pleased when we accept the name through the disciplic succession. That is, it's been passed down from one spiritual master to disciple over many, many generations. And a fundamental principle of Vaishnavism is taking guidance. We don't willy-nilly decide how to guide our own lives, but we take guidance from within and from without, from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. And therefore, the acharyas like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that if the name is available, if you can take it from a Vaishnava in disciplic succession, and you don't take it, it's obviously available, but you don't take it from that source, then he said you're committing the third offense in the chanting of the holy name, which is Guru Avagna. Guru Avagna means to ignore the Guru, or ignore the Guru's instructions. And a priori, if you don't accept the name from a spiritual master, ultimately, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, you can't make the ultimate progress. But because of guidance and because of taking it in the right mood, that is, as Krishna recommends in the Bhagavad Gita, pranipat, humbly accepting as a gift coming down through the sampradaya. Sampradaya means gift, means that it's being passed down. When we accept in that mood, and then we chant under shelter, then very quickly one can attain the perfection of chanting Hare Krishna. Now, just chanting Hare Krishna is not enough. Another shocking statement. But the Shastras say, not only do we have to chant Hare Krishna, but we also have to very consciously avoid offending the name. And there are 10 offenses in chanting the holy name. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur particularly names 2 as the most frightening. He says frightening. Out of the 10 offenses, 2 are most frightening, he says. The other 8 can be rectified by continuous chanting. Nama parara yuktanam, nama yeva harantyagam, avishani priyuktani, tanye varta karani cha. If you're an offender in chanting the holy name, but you continuously chant, you'll be able to overcome the other 8 offenses. But the other 2 are frightening. Should I say what they are?
Yes.
I think we've run out of time. One is sadhu ninda. Ninda means to criticize. And sadhu means saintly persons. It means Vaishnavas. It means any Vaishnava. One should not allow one's tongue to engage in criticizing Vaishnavas, because Vaishnavas are the ones who distribute the holy name to the world. Even when Krishna comes himself, when he distributes the name, he does it as a Vaishnava. Vaishnavas are known as desire trees. They fulfill the desires of everyone. And they come and they distribute the holy name everywhere. So if we criticize Vaishnavas who are engaged in the process of spreading the holy name, it's considered to be biting the hand that feeds us. And it is a frightening offense. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says we cannot clear that offense without suffering. There's great suffering attached to that offense. So my recommendation is, very simply, avoid criticizing Vaishnavas. Because there's envy within the heart of everyone in the material world. And when the envy comes out through the tongue, it acts like a spear and it can pierce the heart of another person and do great damage. And in the process, it also disturbs Krishna, who is so affectionate to the Vaishnavas that he says, Api chet sudaracharo bhajate mama nanyapak sadureva samantabhya samyad vyasito hi saha. That a Vaishnav is one who is trying to engage in devotional service, and even if he or she is not completely steady in that practice of devotional service. In other words, even if such a person sometimes shows some worldliness, if their determination is to be a devotee, we must consider that person to be a saint. And Krishna emphatically says this. And therefore, we should avoid offending devotees at all costs. Make it an art to avoid criticizing devotees. Challenge yourself that if your tongue begins to go, to move towards criticizing devotee, it means you can also minimize. You don't have to directly say, such and such is a rat. You can also just give damnation by faint praise. Such and such is a great devotee, and say, yeah, well, I know, but, you know. But whatever. That's all right, I don't need to mention it. This kind of faint praise, damnation, or taking something away from Vaishnavas is unnecessary and will disturb the subtle process of hearing the holy name clearly and chanting it purely. So make this your mission in life, to avoid speaking criticism about devotees. And if you somehow or other end up in a position of management, and I pray for you that you don't, then you should cultivate a sense of caution, even when administering justice, in how you speak about Vaishnavas, past or present, wherever they are. Because there's no need. And I find that the most advanced devotees who have the best taste, a strong taste for chanting Hare Krishna, are ones that, not coincidentally, always avoid the topic when it comes up, when criticizing Vaishnavas. They just remain silent, or they suddenly disappear. Suddenly, it seems that their phone is on vibrate and they walk out the door and they're no longer to be seen in any conversation that includes criticizing Vaishnavas. This is also known as the Hati Mata offense. That if you plant a garden and then an elephant comes into the garden, even if he's a nice elephant, even if he just hangs around for a few minutes, He'll ruin your garden. Guaranteed. And if the elephant gets a little fired up, he'll cause such havoc, he won't even recognize your yard anymore. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called this offense against the holy name, criticizing Vaishnavas, as the Hatimata, as a mad elephant offense. It destroys our spiritual life. So you must not criticize Vaishnavas. You must make it an art how to avoid that. Don't say things. If you don't have something nice to say, any moms in here?
Don't say anything.
Thank you, moms. Thank you, kids. Good devotee. If you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. Our moms taught us that many years ago. So we can take that advice to the spiritual bank and keep that in our hearts. Keep that fence around us. That one practice, 24 hours a day, if you notice that there's always a tendency to take something away or to criticize or to join in, and especially don't talk about devotees behind their back. If you have something to say and you really have to say it, wait till they're eye to eye. And then you can speak the truth for somebody's benefit and work it out through communication. The other offense is to consider the holy name to be imaginary. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur combines that with interpreting the holy name. But it means something else. It's not Krishna himself, it means something else. And it's not really that powerful as we say it is. This mentality is also offensive. But then he says the other offense, number two offense, which is the most egregious, is to sin on the strength of chanting. That is, that I've gotten this powerful name. I know Yastundra Vopa Matavendra Mahusa Karma Bandana Rupa Palabhajana Matanodi Karmani Nirdahati Kintachupakti Bhajam Govindamani Gurushanta Mahamajami. By chanting Hare Krishna, engaging in devotional service, whatever sinful activities are there are cleared. But I think that because they're cleared by that process, that I have license to now do it again. This we have to suffer for greatly, and it will destroy our pure chanting of the holy name. So especially sadhu-ninda and committing sinful activities on the strength of chanting Hare Krishna should be vigilant against committing those offenses. And I'll mention one more, which is to maintain material attachment even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. This means that there's a preponderance of evidence that the material world is temporary, illusory, and even miserable when one engages in pursuing the objects of sense desire here in the material world, trying to adjust oneself and make oneself happy in the material world. Krishna certifies from the topmost planet down to the lowest planet in the material world, they're all places of? Of what? I've heard death, I've heard misery. I think Savas Prabhu, when he was the temple president here, if somebody came and joined the ashram and then they decided they wanted to leave, he said, that's fine, you can leave anytime, but just come with me one place before we go. And he would take him to the emergency room, and on a Saturday morning, after a wild Friday night up and down Cherry Street, and they would just sit there and chant for a few hours. And the people being carried in and so forth reminded them, oh, it's not so nice here in the material world. So don't maintain a desire to stay in the material world. Now that you're taking initiation, just change your focus. Om Tat Vishnu Paramam Param Sada. Go back to home, back to Godhead. Maintenance takes a lot of work. Just like when you maintain a garden, you have to go every day and water it, make sure it's weeded and so forth. So the material desires that I cherish in my heart, I should not spend so much time to maintain them, just let them wither away and let the process of Krishna consciousness digest them and take them away. Don't hold on to them. Otherwise it will slow down the process of chanting the holy name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that this process of initiation is completed in five steps. And the first step is called tapa, which means that one develops this attitude that the material world is a place of suffering, and therefore becomes determined to give it up. And the second is pondra, which means that one then identifies oneself as a Vaishnava and applies this urva pundra, the tilak that you're all wearing and the neck beads and so forth, and dresses like a Vaishnava. And the third step is to take Harinam initiation. And now this Harinam initiation is sometimes we call in our ISKCON society a first initiation. So at this initiation, one gets a new name. And the most important part of your name will be Dasi or Das. So this name Das actually means that a menial servant, from the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And by keeping this mentality that I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, that one always remains in the proper position. So we very proudly take this name, Das or Dasi, to become the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. And then we get another name, which is the name of Krishna, or one of his aspects, that reminds us of Krishna, so we can always think of him. And also, I like to compare it, in America we have the FBI, and they have the Witness Protection Program, in which if you turn state's evidence against a criminal, then they give you a new identity so that you can hide from the mob. That can go across the ocean in the material world and go back to Godhead. And all you need on the boat is a captain. So you take a spiritual master. You take instruction, take guidance. I said previously, Vaishnavism means guidance. And you also have to have favorable breezes. Those come from Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the winds. You keep reading the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, it will ply you across the ocean with the breeze of those scriptures. And also, anybody who sailed knows there's a rudder in the boat. And without the rudder, you'll just go around in circles. So your tongue is your rudder. Keep in mind that the most important aspect and the way you're judged and the direction you'll go in life has to do with how you speak. And a fool is not discovered until he or she speaks. He had nothing to say, and then he said it. And so, don't speak nonsense. Speak about Krishna. That's good, right? Don't speak nonsense. Speak about Krishna. And that means that when you say something, back it up with Shastra. That is speech in the mode of goodness. You say, I think this is like that. You have to be able to prove it through Shastra. Otherwise, don't make things up. And speak what is called Mukhya Prasada, which means mercifully, for the benefit of others. And the second general instruction is take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's books. Because Prabhupada said that everything I have to say, I said in my books. And if you make it a regular daily practice to read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Sri Upanishad, what else? Nectar Dosha, Nectar of Instruction, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charanamrita, Chaitanya Charanamrita, Beyond Birth and Death, Krishna book, wherever you stop, whoever's there out. Directional yoga. There's a lot of books. Make those books your deities. Prabhupada made them his deities. He gave his life and soul. You can associate with Prabhupada, a pure devotee, by keeping his books as your deities. Respect them. Read them every day. Make a plan to read them, because he'll protect you through his books. He'll protect your intelligence. He'll fortify your intelligence. You'll know what to do and what not to do by taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's that powerful. They will also diminish all the material desires which are obstacles on the path of going back to home, back to Godhead. Chanting Hare Krishna, use your tongue only for good things, and if you make a mistake, correct it. And always read every day from Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or any of Prabhupada's books. Make a plan to read a set number of pages without fail, even if there's an earthquake or a civil war or a flood. Any other emergencies? Fire. Still read your pages every day. And then chant your rounds. So today you'll make vows. In just a couple of seconds, you'll make some vows. And these are very important. You're saying these vows, and it means that something's moving. We're in a movement. That means somebody's got to move, so you're moving. This is movement. A lot of people almost do something. A lot of people almost make a vow. They're thinking about it. They almost do it. The wife comes home, and the husband says, I almost cooked you dinner. And I don't know which is better, just not cooking dinner, saying, I almost cooked you dinner. But when somebody actually makes a vow and says, I'm doing this today, and I'm starting, then everything changes from that point forward. You become a new person. And even Shastra says, Krishna says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, through the pen of Kaviraj Goswami, that one who makes this vow, this is called atmasamarpanam, you're surrendering your soul to God. And he said, you're as good as myself. I accept you in my group for making this vow. So these vows we make today for the regulator principles, these are the regulator principles of freedom. You're being freed from so much trouble in the material world. The way of saving oneself from so much trouble is just don't engage in activities that are degrading. Just ignore them and do things that are uplifting. And so there's four that you'll mention today. And then you'll make vows to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra a set number of times every day. And this gives you numerical strength. We call it numerical strength because you count on your beads. There's 108 beads on these string of beads. And you'll notice also on the side there's a little set of what we call counter beads. And there's 16 and 4. So every time you chant one round of japa, you pull down one bead, and you get to 16, you know you're done, right? Right? Wow, you guys are sharp. No, you're not done. There's Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya and Kirtaniya Sadahari. It means go on chanting. 16 is only a preliminary number. It means this is the minimum number, so that you don't fall into mayas, that you're inoculated from the power of the material energy, which is so subtle, which will sneak in if you open the door a crack when she comes knocking. So it's just open the door a little bit. Next thing, you've bought yourself a $4,000 vacuum cleaner. Maya is so tricky. She comes knocking on the door and says, just open a little bit. Then you have to explain to your husband or wife why you bought a $4,000 vacuum cleaner when you already have one. And worse. Maya is so strong. So keep these 16 rounds, but remember that there's four other beads. So you can do 16 times 2, times 3, times 4. No one can stop you from doing more, right? Who can prevent you? Even if you happen to go to prison, you can make little knots in your bed sheet. No. But this is the mood of the devotee, that no matter where I am, heaven, hell, whatever comes up, I don't stop chanting. And my minimum is 16 rounds just as a warm-up every day. So now, one by one, I'm going to call you up. This is a very important part of the ceremony. Nirkula, this is my wife, Nirakula Devi Dasi. We've been married for 27 years now. And she's a devotee who joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement the same year I did. We didn't know each other because I was a brahmachari for many years. But now we've worked together for the last 27 years in our and living in grihastha ashram and home life to improve our Krishna consciousness, to expand Krishna consciousness. And she's helped me every step of the way, so I thank her very much. And now she's going to help me with handing out beads. And I also have for each of you a certificate to prove that you were initiated. Because someone could ask you 30 years from now, prove you were initiated. So, I'll give you your beads. And these beads are, according to Vaishnava tradition, there are two kinds of japa beads. One kind you buy in the store, and the other you get from your spiritual master. So the ones you buy in the store don't have as much power. You're supposed to take them from a spiritual master. So we're accommodating that on behalf of the disciplic succession today to pass these on to you. So, first I'd like to call up Bhakti Eugene. And etiquette is just what he's doing here. Bhakti Eugene, getting to know you has been a great pleasure. Seeing how you're a very straightforward person, and from the beginning, from the time I've known you, you've been very sincere and dedicated to the process of Krishna consciousness. And now that you're here getting initiation, I feel that Krishna's mercy is coming to you in a profound way. You represent something very important, that the principle that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went all over the world and he brought people from any part of the world to the position of being a pure Vaishnava. So now you've come to this position by your own free will, and I congratulate you, and I'm very, very happy to know you and to be connected to you in this sacred bond of guru and disciple. And now, before I hand over the beads and the name, would you please say before the deities, before your spiritual master, before His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and all these exalted Vaishnavas, what your vows are, that you, from your heart of hearts, and through your own well-reasoned faith, have decided to follow.
No eating of meat, fish, and eggs. No intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. And I promise to chant a minimum of 16 rounds every day.
And do you read Prabhupada's books every day?
I promise to read Prabhupada's books every day.
And will you control your tongue?
And I will control my tongue.
Even when talking to your wife, right? Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desire trees, I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore grand disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Yuga Dharma Das. Later and I'll sign it for you. Yuga Dharma Das Prabhu Ki. Bhakti Mora. Now, in the dictionary, if there was a picture next to the word vivacious and friendly, your picture would be there. In fact, we may have to ask if it would have been. I very much admire how you bring people closer to Krishna consciousness. Every time I see it, you're bringing somebody along in the most friendly, personal way. And this is the essence of Vaishnavism, to give your heart to others, your heart of hearts, to help others advance in Krishna consciousness. And this I've seen in you. And the first time I saw you, when I came to visit Denver, I was up in the Pujari room, and I was doing my puja for my Shalagram and Giriraja up in the Pujari room. And I saw you washing all the paraphernalia with a couple other devotees. And I thought, who is that enthusiastic devotee? And now here you are, sitting here taking initiation. So I'm extremely happy and to be connected to you in this way. Very proud. And from your heart of hearts, what are your vows that you've decided to follow willfully to advance in Krishna consciousness and follow the footsteps of the previous acharyas? Just be conscious of it all the time, that this is the main aspect of advancement in spiritual life, is how you utilize your tongue for chanting, and what you say will have make a profound difference in your life. Okay? Thank you very much. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Audorya Leela Devi Dasi. Aspects, one is called Madhurya, which means sweetness. In Vrindavan, everything's sweet. And Navadvipdham, where Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that sweetness is overflowing and it becomes generosity. It gets distributed to everyone. And that is called Audorya. So please go on as you are enacting this Audorya Leela and giving out of great generosity Krishna consciousness to everyone you meet. Thank you. Bhakta Alex. Hare Krishna, Bhakta Alex. Bhakta Alex is the ringleader here. For those of you who don't know, he set off on his own to Arizona and sat down in a lawn somewhere at the university and began chanting Hare Krishna and talking to the students there. And lo and behold, he started his own Hare Krishna movement, which he then brought here to Denver, Colorado. And many of the devotees here are recipient of the special mercy that you gave by going out and just trying to spread Krishna consciousness, which you did in an amazing way, had a great effect on people. Over the years, we've become closer and closer, especially we got to know each other very well in Vrindavan last year. Every year I spend a month at Govardhan Hill for the Kartik season to sit and hear and chant. And Bhakta Alex came from Mayapur and stayed there at the ashram. And we had some unforgettable times. It's an unforgettable month, sitting at the foot of Govardhan Hill, just hearing and chanting all day long in the association of devotees. I was very impressed with how you had imbibed the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Bhakta Alex gave a class there at the Govardhan Ashram, which is no small feat. There's a lot of pundits there. And he held his own so nicely. He made all of us proud here. That he knew the philosophy so well. And your Madanga playing is going to change America and maybe the world, so keep practicing and always sing the holy name for the benefit of everyone. And now please, from your heart of hearts, tell me what you've decided because of your well-reasoned faith, what vows you'd like to follow and what you've decided to do.
I vow to never eat meat, fish, or eggs, engage in illicit sex, intoxication, or gambling. And I have to chant 60 rounds a day, minimum, and read the Srila Prabhupada's books.
Una mas.
I vow to control my tongue.
Thank you very much. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desire trees, I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Amritanam Das. Nam Das Prabhu Ki. One more round, come on. You know, this is obviously a very special day, but it's made even more special because your mother's here. And your father. I didn't have the pleasure of meeting your father yet. I'm very happy wherever he is. I welcome him. Hare Krishna. And the others are taking pictures. Okay. Welcome. I was very impressed with your mother. And I'm very impressed with you. And now I see where your qualities come from. From your mother, who I found to have a very, very soft heart. You've beat the odds. You've come to the human form of life. which the Shastra says, labdham sudulavamidam bhagusambhavante. It's like winning the lottery of the species to come to human form of life. Very rare. But then rarer still is somebody who makes it through the preliminary challenges of Kali Yuga in this day and age, which are very challenging. And by great fortune and by your spiritual intelligence, you've taken shelter of the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite any odds that are there against that happening. So I'm very joyful today that you're here taking initiation and very happy to be connected with you to this eternal principle of guru-disciple relationship. What vows from your heart of hearts have you decided by your well-reasoned faith to make today before the deities, the devotees, your spiritual master, the sacred fire?
I promise to never be engaged in meeting, illicit sex, intoxication, or gambling. I also promise to chant 16 rounds a day and to control my tongue and to read Prabhupada's books.
Thank you very much. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Nagar Kirtan Das. Nagar Kirtan Das Prabhu King! Bhakti Adam. To serve God from the very beginning. And now by the association of devotees, you've honed your intelligence in such a way that you've taken shelter of a very specific process through which to stay connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead constantly. And you've dedicated your life in that way. And that's amazing. So I'm very, very happy to be here with you today and to connect with you to the eternal principle of Guru Parampara. Please tell me what vows you've come to make before the deities and the devotees and your spiritual master.
I vow to not eat meat, fish, or eggs, not gamble, to not engage in sex. And no intoxication. I vow to chant a minimum of 16 rounds every day to reach your Prabhupada's books every day, and also to control my tongue.
In what ways would you control your tongue?
By not criticizing the devotees, but rather glorifying the devotees.
And everyone else you can criticize. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul. And depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees, I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I very joyfully award you the name Ananda Murari Das. Ananda Murari Das Prabhu Ki. Thank you, Bhakti Peter. Acharyas, and all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are like desire trees. I am exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple, and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous Acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Prana Hari Das. For you, no refunds. Prana Hari Das Prabhu Ki. But before I do, I would like to say that Tushta Krishna Prabhu has become a self-effulgent teacher of dozens, no, maybe hundreds of devotees who look up to him and his steadiness in Krishna consciousness. He and his wife live in an exemplary way. Their house is purely in the mode of goodness and in transcendence. They're showing by their example how one can be fully Krishna conscious and at the same time raise children, manage a society of devotees, and by his personal qualities of kindness, tolerance. He has such a gentle way, but he's so powerful in his spiritual approach, undeviatingly engaged in his chanting and hearing about Krishna, that he has become, for all of you, either a Vartmana Parakshaka Guru, one who's introduced you to the path of Krishna consciousness, or one of the most important Shiksha Gurus in your life. And so I acknowledge Tushta and his wife for their stalwart approach to Krishna consciousness, and thank Tushta Krishna Prabhu for providing us this shelter here in Denver by becoming the nucleus of this society and becoming such an inspiration to all of you today who, by his special mercy, have come here today to become initiated. Tushta Krishna Prabhu ki jai!
My only way that I've been surviving, especially in the past 5 years, serving here in Denver, and before that, Peter Vaishesha Kapoor, spending time with him in Govardhan, and visiting him when I was traveling with Ganapati Maharaj. But I would owe all my credit to my survival and spiritual life by being under such a luminary as Vaishesha Kapoor. And otherwise, there's been times where, just like you drop out of college out of frustration or drop out of high school, so it's hit my mind a few times to drop out, and then I'll just hear a few words from him, and I'm back on my feet, moving, as he coined this term for one devotee, keep on keeping on. And years later, that devotee said, thank you so much for helping me. He says, what did I say to you? He said, keep on keeping on. So anyways, to be under such luminaries, as Vaishesha Prabhu, we tread on, and we just hold on to his chatter, his dhoti, his lotus feet, and sail back to Godhead with him. So now we'll begin, and there's not much, all you have to do pretty much is repeat after me as I chant the mantras, and then after each swaha, whenever you hear swaha, then you offer, it's the offering of ablution, you offer the grains. And then at the end, we'll chant a closing mantra, and then you'll put the bananas in, you all stand. So we can do a little soft chanting now while I prepare a little bit, and then I'll just gesture when we start.
Krishna, Yeah. Sachidananda,
Sachidananda,
Vamine,
Vamine,
Ora Shakti,
Ora Shakti,
Svarupaya,
Svarupaya,
Rupanuga,
Rupanuga,
Rayate,
Rayate,
Swaha,
Hare Hare
Swaha
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 swaha.
Swaha.
Shanti, Seja Shanti, Asodhya Shanti, Loka Shanti, Brahmana Shanti, Vaishnava Shanti, Shanti Rasati, Sihastu, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Lord Prabhupada.
Thank you. Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman. Hey, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.